This is Apollo Bay Radio. My name's Brian, and I'm delighted to have in the studio Sarah Ripple, all the way from Ries in Germany. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Yes, it's lovely to have you here.
Thanks.
Ries is a provincial town on the Rhine.
Yeah,
just give our listeners a picture. If I'm going downstream from Frankfurt, I go through Dusseldorf,
yeah,
do I?
Yeah, that's right.
Keep going. And Ries is on the left going downstream.
Yeah.
Town of about 20,000 people. Twice as big as Colac.
Yeah. I thought it's a little bit smaller. But it's not.
And a long history.
Yeah, that's right.
Very long history. And a strategic area of Europe. How far is Ries from the border to the Netherlands?
I have just to drive 20 minutes, so it's really nice just to go there for holidays or something.
Yes, maybe shopping or weekends?
Shopping, weekends, or just to the sea, because it's not really...
Yes.
Not really... I can't really go to the sea or something because it's near.
Yes.
Better to go to the Netherlands.
Yes. And your family, Sarah, have a Polish heritage.
Yeah.
Haven't been in Germany all that long, really.
No, they came to Germany in 1990. Right. So it's 25 years now.
Yes. And were your parents already married or did they meet in Germany?
No, they were already married.
Right. And what business are your parents in?
My dad is working for a company where they make doors and windows. Mm. But he has his own company, just like a landscape maker. And my mother, she's working for a company where they sell garden sheds.
It's an interesting thing about Germany. There are very many family businesses in Germany.
Yeah, that's right.
I think the whole economy is built on
family
business. A very industrial country.
Yeah, that's true.
Industrious country, I should say, as well as industrial. So at home, do your parents still speak Polish?
Yeah, we will speak German and Polish. So it's good because I grew up with Polish and German. My Polish is not really perfect, but good enough to speak with my grandparents when I call them or when I'm there just to go shopping. It's nice.
And did you study other languages in school?
Of course, I had English at school.
At school, yes.
But I also had Dutch, so I can speak a little bit Dutch, not fluently, but good enough.
Yes.
So before I came to Australia, I worked in a restaurant and mostly there came just Dutch people. So that was good to speak Dutch.
To practice.
Yeah, to practice.
Australians are generally very impressed with multilingual Europeans. Because we're hopeless like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're hopeless. Our listeners have probably gathered that you're not a very old person.
No. 18 is not really old.
18.
Yeah. Pretty young.
And I'll get a little bit later to that notion of an independent 18-year-old travelling the world. But we're talking about your school days. Was it a co-ed, boys and girls, together in the school?
Yeah.
Yes.
Together. Sports together as well.
Was it a government school or a private school?
No, government school.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you say it was a good school?
That's a good question. Some things were not really good, I think.
Enjoyable, perhaps, or not?
It was all right. I mean, it's school.
It's school, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did you, subjects did you like at school?
My favorite subject was art. and music, but I haven't had really music for long, just for a couple of years, and then we had to choose between art and music.
Yes.
And I choose art.
Art.
And yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was one of my favorites and one of my best subjects.
And do you mean drawing and painting?
Yeah, drawing and painting, but also history, like who artists made.
Yes.
Which kind of art. So that was really interesting.
Yes. And Flemish school, is there such a thing? And did you learn about the different schools and the Renaissance and the Dutch
not really.
Painters?
Mm-hmm. No. Not really.
Oh. So what did they teach you in art history?
The different, I don't know the English word. Epochen?
Yeah.
Is it the same?
The German word, someone will know what you mean.
Yeah, the different times of history.
Yes.
So,
epochs, yes.
Yeah, that was the word.
Yeah, well done.
And,
Yeah. So is going to lead you, I believe, into architecture.
Yeah, that's right. We had one time architecture in art, so we had to build a house, what our future house would be.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed this topic. And I was happy to come here, and everybody was happy when I said I want to study architecture, because in Germany mostly they said, no, don't study architecture, it's not good for you, you won't get a job, or you won't find a job. But yeah, I think when I will work hard, I will find a job, because it's like a passion.
Yes.
So I'm so interested, so I will find a job.
Good for you. What are the features of your ideal house that you designed at school?
I had one wall, just a big window.
Yes.
Because I think when you're sitting at home, you're still connected with the nature.
Yeah.
And I think the nature is a beautiful thing. It's so nice to just to relax. And so, yeah, you have still
a
connection.
Let the sun stream through.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a little bit complicating with the how you can do it with the heat and all this stuff and the sun, but I think you can find a compromise to find nature. And
And what materials would you build a house out of?
Actually, I really like houses of wood, made of wood. Yeah, because I really like nature, so I just want to make everything out of nature and connected to nature. And
have you done any wood work? Have you made tables and things at school?
At school, no. That's a pity, actually. But at home, I made there was an old chair, and I thought, maybe I can do something new of it. So I just painted it, and now it's really looking good. And I want to make a lot of stuff for my new apartment, just tables or cupboards or something.
Very handy woman.
Yeah.
What new apartment do you mean?
When I will study. So I will leave Australia at the end of April, the end of April. So I will have an entrance exam in the middle of May, so therefore I have to go back to Germany. And I will move out of my family house when I go to study. I want to study in Düsseldorf.
Yes.
So I want to make something by myself.
Yes, and make it your own home.
Yeah.
My name's Brian. I'm talking to Sarah Ripple. Sarah, you've worked as a woofer, which the word woofer stands for work on, out, back, farm something?
Working, no, it's willing workers on organic farms. Well, a little bit different. Just it's a little
getting
bit.
Close.
Yeah.
Willing workers on organic farms.
Yeah.
And you worked for Deb and Rusty up on the ridge for a while.
Yeah. I came there twice, so I was one time working there for more than 3 weeks, just gardening, a little bit of renovations, and after a while I came back, because I had a couple of bad experience here, so, or just bad weeks, we call them bad weeks.
Here so, in Apollo Bay?
Or? No, during my travel in Australia.
Yeah, yes.
So I asked them whether I can come home, and they said, yes, of course,
of course you can.
Than welcome. And yeah, it was lovely. So I'm happy that I'm here now.
You're well-traveled for a person of tender age.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you left home to have your gap year, as Australians would say? You know, you finish school and you have a year off or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So I'm 18 and I finished school last year in May. So I had a couple of months to work to save money.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then at the end of October, I came to Australia. And
Is that common for young European people to be so independent?
It's not really common for, I won't say it's common for the European people, I just won't say it's common for the German people.
Yes.
Because I heard about a lot of people, they would start traveling after study. So, when they 25 or something.
Yes.
And not 18. I always hearing, oh my God, you are so young. I wouldn't do it with 18.
Yes.
So I'm proud
now. So you should be. But you are in a way an experienced traveler, aren't you? Because during your school days, where did you go?
I'm often in Poland because of my parents, so just visiting my grandparents. I was in Spain and Norway because of a school exchange.
Yes.
It was really good because of my English. And I was in Greek one time with my family.
So you know a little Spanish as well.
Buenas noches. Good night. That's the only thing.
At 18, you've come to Australia for a year, or best part of a year.
Mm-hmm.
Why Australia, of all the places in the world?
I wanted to go to Australia since 3 years. So, I don't know, it's so far away, so long. I think I've just seen this movie about Australia. And I was fascinated about the variety, about the nature. So you have a beach, you can go to the rainforest, but you can also have, desert. And I was so fascinated about it. And then I wasn't really self-confident at this time. And I thought, maybe this is a way to be to be more self-confident, to accept yourself and to be strong. And yeah, I think in the last 3 months I made a big step.
Yes.
Because with regards to this. Yeah.
You have to look after yourself, don't you?
Yeah. And I met a lot of people that opened my eyes in one one way, or I talked with a lot of people and they said, why are you worrying about something like this? I mean, you should enjoy the moments and not think about something what doesn't really is important. It's not really important.
Really? Let me come back to that, because you do have to take responsibility for handling your own money and paying your own bills. And and in your case, buying your own car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's true.
So, yes, there's a lot of learning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find traveling that you had a lot of time to yourself. Your friends are all at home.
Mm-hmm.
So you're solitary. You're on your own quite a bit when you travel.
Yeah, I was traveling alone from Apollo Bay to Adelaide. So I made the Great Ocean Road alone.
Yeah.
That was really good for myself because I started to think differently.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, it was a long way and I thought, oh my God, I did it alone. That's awesome.
It is sometimes awesome.
I just need to
realize
what you did and what you are going to do to say, yeah, you made it.
And not just to Adelaide.
Yeah.
Tell us where else you went on that trip.
I was looking for work in Adelaide, but I couldn't find something. So I decided to go to Alice Springs with my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was traveling with three other girls from Germany. That was a little bit because when you're talking the whole time in German. And when you're coming back, your English is not really so good anymore. So that's not so good, but yeah, it was all right.
But
so
isn't that desert is breathtaking, isn't it?
Yeah. It was a long, long way.
Yes.
Long way with nothing. Just
it's about, is it 3 days' drive from Adelaide to Alice Springs?
I think it's 3,000 Ks, yeah. So
yeah,
you can do it in 3 days, but we made it Adelaide to Alice Springs and from Alice Springs to Melbourne in 1 week.
Really?
Yeah, that was really, really fast. I think too fast because we went to Uluru and Kings Canyon too.
As well, gosh.
Oh, but it was really, really awesome. You can't compare it to something else in Australia. It's one.
Yeah.
Oh, it was really good.
It is remarkable.
Yeah.
Yes. And part of your independence now is that your parents, you couldn't even explain to your parents what that experience is like. You have to see it for yourself, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. I think at the beginning my parents were a little bit worrying about it.
Yeah.
I think it was because they came to Germany and they knew how it is to come in a new land. You don't know anything, so I think, therefore, they were worrying, but I think they know that it's good for you to be strong and or to get strong. And
hopefully, they're worrying less now than they were last October.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think they just want that I will come back, but it's not so far anymore.
Yes.
They are bored in Germany without us. Without being my brother.
And your brother's here as well.
Oh, yeah. I came with my brother here to Australia. And we were 1 week together and then we split it.
Yes.
But, yeah, we are still in contact, so that's fine.
Well, that's a comfort, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Do you see much or does he ignore you?
What do you mean exactly?
Do you speak to him much?
Not really. More to my parents. But he is traveling as well, so I'm busy, he is busy.
Yes.
So I think that's it.
You talked about people telling you to live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean Australian people or fellow travellers?
Both of them, actually. When I went from Apollo Bay to Adelaide, I slept at a lot of places where Debbie and Rusty organized me. So, for example, the nephew, and he was really nice. We went surfing and all this, and I had a really nice chat with him.
Mm.
So he said to me, just enjoy the moments, because he realized really fast that I'm thinking a lot and thinking about a lot of things I shouldn't think about. So he said, just relax, don't think about the future. I mean, think about the future, but not in this bad way. What I should do, because mostly the plans changed anyway.
Yes.
So,
and you're thinking about a traveling companion, finding a traveling companion and finding a job and
Yeah,
those kinds of worries.
It. Yeah. Or I was when I was here, I was thinking about maybe I should sell my car in Darwin, but I'm not sure whether it will be all right or not. And then Rusty said, yeah, why are you worrying about it now? You're not there, so you have 2 months left. Doesn't make sense. I said, oh, yeah, that's true. It doesn't make sense. But yeah.
Do you think Australians are more casual or more relaxed than German people?
Oh, yes, they are.
Are they?
Yeah. So the people I met, they're really relaxed, just not thinking too much, thinking about the really important things. And just, and they are more helpful because I had a lot of situations where I think Germany wouldn't act like this. For example, I was in Melbourne and I had a map in my hand, just lost in Melbourne, no idea where I have to go. And then a man came and said, oh, are you lost? And I said, yeah, we are lost. And then he came with us just to show us the way. It was really nice.
Yeah. So we're friendly, are we?
Yeah, you're very friendly.
Well, I think informal. Even in a way that British people are not. Australians, you know, they mingle, they say hello in ways that perhaps other people don't.
Yeah, that's true.
What are your other impressions of Australia? Is it more expensive than Germany?
Yeah, it is more expensive. Mm. And, for example, veggies and fruits.
Yeah. Yes.
They are really expensive.
Yes.
And
because you live in a tourist town, so
yeah,
there's
maybe
a kind
therefore.
Of an extra charge for the tourists. Mm-hmm. Yes.
When we went to Colec, we bought a lot of stuff, but it's still more expensive than in Germany. Mm. And yeah.
What are some other things you notice? I mean, obviously the landscape's different.
Mm-hmm.
Is Germany... Just remind me, is it more forested, pine trees and things?
Yeah, it's more forest and it's not, it's greener.
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe this place here is a little bit like Germany, some places in Germany.
Yes.
But,
Does it snow at home in Ries or are you too close to the ocean?
Just a tiny bit, but it... On Christmas, it was really warm for Christmas.
Yes.
So, but in the last days, it was -4.
Mm.
But it just snowed during the night, and then in the morning, everything was melt.
I know it can get cold because I know that Holland can get very cold. We are very British, I think, in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, our television shows are very British. Our street names are very British.
Yeah.
Our government is very British. Does that strike you that you're in a very different country from at home? You don't feel that you're in England ever, do you?
I haven't been in England yet, so
no.
That's on my list.
Yeah.
So, I don't really know, but...
You'll find a lot of the same place names, you know. Brunswick and Fitzroy and Melbourne Street and, you know.
Yeah.
All that sort of thing, yeah. Because you don't have that... See, I have this sense of Australia's very colonial.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very much like... The way it was 100 years ago, but you don't see that side of Australia as much, perhaps.
Honestly, not really.
No.
Do you mean like old buildings?
Yes. Yes.
I notice a lot of old buildings, but.
Well, of course, old for us is 100 years old.
It's a little bit different, my old and your old.
Yes.
That's true.
Brian here on Apollo Bay Radio with Sarah Ripple from Ries on the Rhine in Germany. Sarah, I have sampled your cooking. What was it? Was it cake? Was it a cake you made
At
Deb's one time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a red wine chocolate cake.
Well,
I remember this.
Well, it was scrumptious. Have you done a lot of cooking?
I realized at Debbie's and Rusty's place that I really love cooking because Debbie is a really good cooker.
Yeah.
Cook.
Yes.
And then I ask her about, what you put there and what you put there and what is going with this. So when I moved out from Debbie and Rusty, I was working at Aluka.
Yeah.
So I'm staying there as well. And I practice this rice and this vegetable with soy sauce and fish sauce.
Yes.
And yesterday it was so nice.
Oh,
I was
well
really
done.
Proud of it. The first time was really, the other times it was all right. But yesterday it was really yes,
well.
Finally.
Another advantage of travel.
Yeah.
Yes. What about what Australian foods or what of Debbie's, the things, say, Deb and Rusty have cooked or other people you've stayed with, what have you noticed that you didn't know about before you came to Australia?
That they really like Asian food.
Ah.
I ate a lot of times rice with curry or...
Yes.
Or pasta as well. And pasta.
Yeah. Yeah.
So pasta and Asian food.
Yes.
Something
is German food more sort of meat and vegetables, is it, than ours?
Yes. Like potatoes, meat and salad.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's mostly sometimes pasta
and it's cheese.
Yes
like a lot of bread
baked
and cheese.
Something with cheese.
Yes
often like this.
Well, your parents might be surprised about many things about you when you get home.
Oh, yes, I think so. Yeah.
And no doubt they'll be delighted to see you. Are you going to take any souvenirs home?
I started to make like a notebook where I put everything what I collected in the last month, like feathers or just... something what fascinated me.
Yes.
And one day I found a message in a bottle.
Oh, yes.
And I was so happy about it. It was awesome. In Marengo Beach. Yeah, that was nice. So I put this as well. So I think I won't buy stuff like koalas or kangaroos or something.
Yeah.
Just...
No.
Small things that reminds me or that remember me to the things
so
I enjoyed.
Is it a journal that you write in?
I have a journal, like a diary, and this note.
And you paste things in.
Yes.
I don't see you as a girl sitting on the plane going home cuddling a soft toy koala. No.
No. No. I will send my parents some stuff, just a little bit stuff of mine, what I don't really need anymore. But a lot of things like Tim Tams, dairy milk, shapes and all this, just to that I don't have to bring it home. So I will send it.
Yeah.
And Vegemite. I forgot Vegemite.
There's the big question. Do you like it?
No, I don't like it. Sorry. I tried it, but no, not really. It's so salty.
Yes.
Hmm. But maybe now. I tried it before I came to Australia because a friend of mine, she brought it. She took it.
Mm.
So maybe now I like it. I should try it again.
Especially if you're hungry in the morning on toast. I think, people find it... Well, I enjoy it in the mornings. You're going now in your Ford motor car? Is it a Ford or a Holden?
A Ford. Yeah, yes. A Ford Falcon station wagon.
Oh, and you're going on a trip from here to
Adelaide first.
Yeah.
And I would make a stop at the Grampians.
Yes.
And then from I will pick one girl up in Adelaide. And we will travel to Esperance. And then we will pick another girl up. And we will travel to Perth. And then there will be...
These are the things you were worrying about.
Oh, yeah. There was...
Yes.
Now I'm thinking and why I was worrying about it.
Yes. But to Perth, yes. And
there will be another car.
Oh.
So we will travel with two cars,
yes.
I think, and then up to Darwin.
That's a long way.
It is, but I'm so excited. After working 1 month, I'm just
want to go. Ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, ready to move on.
Well,
we'll be good, I think.
Well, bon voyage, Sarah. I hope you have a wonderful trip.
Thank you very much.
Around the west half of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And a wonderful homecoming in Ries, Germany. Yeah. I'm sure Mum and Dad will be so thrilled to see you. And you're studying architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one day you'll come back and see us in Apollo Park.
That'd be awesome. Thank you very much for this experience here.
And thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks.